Sails made global shipping possible. Can they make it greener? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. The UN's International Maritime Organization is committed to cutting shipping emissions in half by 2050. That matters because shipping moves 90% of global trade. Right now, if shipping were a country, its emissions would rank sixth in the world.
It would fall between Japan and Germany, and it would fall, of course, below the big emitters, you know, the China, the U.S.
That's James Corbett, a professor in the School of Marine Science and Policy at the University of Delaware. He says part of the solution will be tech. I talked to Corbett first about high-tech sails, and no, these aren't the flapping sheets you're thinking of. Corbett mentioned one solution being developed in Japan, a rigid surface covered with solar panels.
Having the ability to create a hybrid power system that is using the opportunity to expose these rigid surfaces to light and extract the solar power from them and store that into batteries that'll be located down near the engine spaces and use those big solar panels as movable sails to adjust to the angle for maximum wind assist is going to be a real exciting kind of innovation that will work on some vessels, and it'll work on those vessels better in some routes where they can best take advantage of both sun and wind.
Anytime you're talking about any of these changes, we're talking about affecting, potentially impacting, something that's incredibly vital, which is global trade. Are there any potential risks that could come with transitioning away from fossil fuels?
Well, in 2007 and 2008, vessels unilaterally, all container ships especially, unilaterally slowed down without waiting for the world supply chains to say it was okay. And what ended up happening is we shifted to larger vessels, used economies of scale. And if you look at the seaborne trade curves today, you'll see that we're continuing to increase the amount of goods we deliver per year. But we're delivering them in larger delivery units, less often, with a slower supply chain. So I don't see that there will be a imminent threat to the global trade of goods. Ships have known since Phoenician times that their first job is to serve the world's economies, their second job is to not sink, and their third job is to be good stewards of the environment. And what's happening this century is they're paying a little more attention to that third goal without compromising the other two.
James Corbett is a professor in the School of Marine Science and Policy at the University of Delaware. He also told me adoption of newfangled sail technology might bring back some of the romance to being on an ocean-crossing vessel. This futuristic sailing tech could very well attract a new generation of sea travelers. Though Corbett has spent time on a giant boxy cargo ship, and he thought it was plenty romantic. In other, arguably more gigantic tech news, Google CEO Sundar Pichai finally had his day before Congress. What do lawmakers do with the chance to hold one of the planet's most powerful people accountable? Well, Wired says it was 3.5 hours of political posturing, a lot of accusations, and essentially a wasted opportunity. We'll have a link on our website. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Here's an investment opportunity with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you trust. And the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.